Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soulflower Psychic Readings. I'm your host, Brandon Thompson. I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. We're going to have a good show, and I know that we'll see some beautiful soul flowers come through in tonight's show. So everybody who I read for will come through as a flower, and that flower is going to be unique to them. And two people can certainly have the same kind of flower. I can see one person have a rose, and a second person can be a rose, but it all depends on what color it is, if it's open, if it's closed, if the stem is long. So there's a lot of variables to each person's flower, so it's all unique to them. And so I've seen some very interesting flowers in the past. They've been animated, they've changed colors, they've had all kinds of colors within them. So it just depends on where they're at in present time. So when I see these flowers, it's telling me what's going on with you at this moment, and it could be completely different tomorrow. And it's all about decisions that we make. It's our free will. So tomorrow you could be a totally different flower than what you are tonight. It just makes a difference on the decisions that you make. And so when I take a look at your present time, sometimes I can see your aura. I can see the environment that you're in. The flower can be animated to give me an idea of what is going on in your life. Sometimes it can be shedding a tear of joy or sadness, whatever the case may be. So there's a lot of different things that can happen when I see your flower come through. And so if you haven't tuned in to me in the past, I'll go into what a soul flower psychic reading is. And like I explained, it's an energy reading that when given me your name, a flower appears in my mind's eye, and the flower can be of any color, can be animated and have feelings, and then I'll interpret everything that I can what this flower is showing me, and that it should correlate with what's going on with you present time in your life. So it can show me feelings that you're having, show some weaknesses that you're having, some areas that you may need to improve on, even a part of your health. And sometimes the flower can show me the colors which correlate with your chakras also. And when that comes up, I can give you a little bit more information about that chakra and kind of how it affects our emotional body, our physical body, and our spiritual body. So there's a lot of information to interpret with what's going on. And so when I do these readings, I'll go ahead and I'll see what kind of flower that you have, how long the stem is, which tells me if you're an old soul or if you're a young soul. If I see some leaves on it, that represents contracts. Those are people who come into our lives for certain reasons, that either you're there to teach them something or they're here to teach you something. So there's a lot of energy that can be exchanged for the people who have contracts with us. And so also, it'll also tell me if you're on your path or not. So if your flower is leaning way over, it's not exactly on your path. If it comes up and it has a 90-degree turn, that means you've made some decisions in your life. So I'll interpret everything that I can for you when I see the flower come up. And when later on in the show, I want to go into chakra balancing kits. This is a product that we make here at Inner Healing, and it's an excellent tool that will help you check in with your chakras daily. It comes with 7 stones, comes with a pendulum, essential oils, and it comes with a chart that explains everything about the chakras as far as how it affects our bodies, gives you affirmations. And when you use this chakra kit, you can check in with them daily. You see where you're open or if you have blocks, or if you're just feeling off on a certain day, you can reference that to the chart and then check with the chakra to see if that is open or closed and give you reasons why. And when you have a blocked chakra, or if it's a low energy chakra, then you would want to smell the essential oil, or you could hold the stone in your hand, you could surround yourself with that color that correlates with that chakra, anything to get that energy wheel spinning and get it opened up so that you can feel better in that part of your life. So those chakras are essential to our being. And this is a kit that is just incredible. It's amazing. You can see that on our website. And that website, I'm going to give that to you now, is www.innerhealing.biz, and you can see all of our products and services there. And I also wanted to mention that for the month of January, I'm going to be doing a special that if you purchase a one-hour session and you would get a free 30-minute follow-up session, which could be done later in the month or the following months, whenever you want to do that. But it's generally not good to have a psychic reading, you know, the week after. Some things can change, and so I like to do it every month to check in if need be, and if there's nothing that's really happening or you don't need to know anything right away, we can certainly extend that out to 2 or 3 months. But I just want to bring that up, that offer for 1 hour, and then get a free 30-minute session follow-up. So along with those chakra kits, be sure to check that out. It's an excellent tool. They're for $35, and they make a great gift also. So if people who you know are spiritual and working on their chakras, those who are doing yoga, it is an excellent tool also, because I know that there's a lot of chakra work when you're doing yoga, and this is another tool to assist you in that. So with that being said, I'd like to go ahead and take our first caller, and let's start seeing what some flowers come up to be. So, hi, welcome to Soulflower Psychic Greetings.
Hi.
How are you this evening?
I am great. How are you?
I am doing wonderful, thank you. Have you had a good week so far? I know we're halfway through it.
I know, right? Hump day.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And we all now associate the camels on TV with Wednesday. And that's,
exactly.
It's amazing what TV does for us now, isn't it? So, well, have you ever had a Soulflower reading? Have you called in
no,
the show before?
No. No, I've never called in, but I've listened to your archives. Never
oh,
called
well, thank
in
you.
First time.
Wonderful. Thank you for listening. I appreciate that. All right. So what I'll need to do is just get your name. You can give me your full name or just a first name, and then I'll see what flower comes up for you.
Okay. Full name is Sophia Strong.
All right. The flower I get for you is a daffodil. And when I see this flower, I've got a very brilliant yellow for it with just some gleaming areas. I mean, it's sparkling. The sun is hitting on it. It's shiny. It just feels like there's a newness, and it just feels like it's very bright. It's got a lot of positive energy about it. There's also a little bit of, like, freckles that are on this, too. It feels like those are, when I look at these, they're like sunspots or they're like age spots or something. But when I look deeper into it, there's a lot of energy that is carrying from past lives that I'm looking into this flower. So it feels like you've carried some karma from past lives into this life, and you're currently working on that. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm, it does.
Okay, all right. And so also with the color of yellow, to me, that that's just a happy color for me. Yellow is, there's a lot of confidence. There's, you know who you are, you know what you're doing. And with this daffodil, it's just, there's a lot of energy to it. And so when I look at the stem, you've got somewhat of a medium-sized stem. It's not an old soul. You're not a young soul. You're kind of in between right there is what I see. And when this flower comes up out of the ground, it curves off to the left a little bit, and then it's straightening back out. So it feels like it's back on its path. And it also is starting to lean back to the right to where it's wanting to get back to center. So it feels like there's a journey that you're taking to go back to maybe some old feelings or some old ways of doing things. It feels like you're trying to get back on your right path. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. All right. And so let me see what else I can see. When I look at the stem, it's also a very bright green. So it feels like there's a lot of good nutrition. There's a lot of good vitamins that's in you. I mean, it's also feeling like your life has been very vibrant and very full of energy. And it feels like what I'm getting is more recently, your life has been a lot more energetic than when it used to be. Does that also resonate with you?
That does, yes.
Okay. All right, because this flower is just gleaming, and it just feels, I feel a lot of happiness, and it's a good flower. Did you have a question or something you wanted to ask me?
Just what do you see forthcoming in love and relationship? That's the only thing I can think of.
All right, let me get your name one more time, please. It's like a boost of energy.
Sure. Sophia.
Okay. So I feel like there's two men that I see in this. One feels business, but also, like, I get the image of a college professor type of thing, very astute, very knowledgeable. And then there's another person who wears a suit who's very social. He's like one who, I would say, goes to clubs, but he's not like one who goes out and drinks and parties. This is more of a sophisticated type of a place that he would go to and frequent. It feels like that this person is, he's well respected. So there's these two different men that I'm seeing in your energy, okay? Whether they're coming in or they're, or you may even be, or you may even know somebody like this already.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay? So when I look at this, so first off, do either one of those resonate with you as far as somebody you know now?
Yes, they do.
Okay. All right. So is if you know of those two, is there a particular one that maybe you're wanting to know about, or do you want me to see if which one feels better for you?
More so the one, the club, but not necessarily, you said, you know, not that they're a clubber, but they're respected,
right?
There, that one. The other one, mm-hmm, very good person, but I have no interest. And he is also, he's married.
Okay.
But it is an ex, but he does still, you're good that you picked that up. he still does reach out. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that energy of his is still in yours. And so he didn't, when I looked at him, he didn't have a lot of energy. I just knew that he was there. But he just seems well reserved, and he's into his books or something. His attention is elsewhere. But the other gentleman, he seems just very sophisticated. They respect him. He's very business minded. He's also very disciplined. He respects himself. He takes care of himself. And with this person, I just feel like he enjoys who he is. He likes being, like, at the top, is what it feels like for him. And so I'm trying to see about where this connects with you, but it just feels like the energy is there's not a lot with him toward you right now on that, is what it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels like there's that acquaintance, he knows of you, there's thoughts, there's just that, there's a connection, but it just feels like he's got a lot going on in his life.
Mm-hmm.
And it all just feels very business-minded.
Mm-hmm.
So, does that even answer your question? I'm trying to help you out here.
I'm sitting here. I'm getting a little confused, but I can listen back to the archives. So either it's someone I already know, or, hey, you did prepare me, even if it's someone coming forth. So, yes, mm-hmm, you did a great job.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And that's just the energy that I get. And so I was trying to look for more energy, if there was any more information. But all I could get for the gentleman, you know, the businessman, he's just really, that's where his attention is running his business, taking care of himself. And it doesn't even feel like he wants to get too close to anybody, you know, right now. He likes to keep people kind of guessing of what he does and who he's about, because he wants a little bit of that mystery. And that's just the kind of person who I see that he is.
Okay.
So, but let me tell you one more thing, though, about a daffodil, which I saw for you, and let's, the meaning of a daffodil, and see how this correlates with the energy that I saw around you. And it's a great flower to assist with healthy and productive communication between you and others. This the daffodil is also assists you with speaking in loving and positive way, and it promotes confidence in speaking your truth so that others are receptive and willing to receive your message. Does that resonate with you?
It does.
Okay. So that's the flower that came up for you, and it was a beautiful flower. So I feel like there's that karma also that comes up every time, that you're still learning some lessons, but I feel like you're definitely on your path and you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, and it's a very strong and happy flower. It's a good energy.
It sounds like it. It does. And it matches exactly where I am right now in life. Good job.
Well, perfect. Well, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate that.
Thank you, dear. Have a great night.
You do the same. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, welcome to Soulflowers Psychic Readings. How are you?
Good. How are you? I had a soul reading, I believe, last week or the week before, but I would just like to ask you a question.
Sure.
Okay. Well, my name's Sherelle. Do you remember?
I honestly can't remember right now. I talked to a lot of people, but
I know. I understand. Okay. I was wondering, what is my strongest gift and how can I enhance it and use it in my daily life? I don't believe my third eye is open to communicate with my guides and angels. Or is my chakras clean, my aura? Like, I don't know. Because I meditate. But I still just don't receive here. But I do believe I'm connected with the angelic realm. And I'm a light worker.
Excellent. Okay. So your name is Sherelle, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just kind of tune in. Let me take a moment and let's
see. Did you need my last name?
No, you're fine with your first name. That's okay.
Okay. Okay.
By the way, what was the flower that I had for you last time? But before you answer that,
okay,
because I have a stargazer lily for you. is what I saw. Is that the same one as it was last time?
I think so. You said it was pink and green.
Okay, this one's pink and white with a little bit of black lines around the pink areas. Like there's a little bit of a wall between the pink and the white. So it feels like there's a separation between... let me rephrase this. It's not really, it is separation, but it's a little bit of a gap. And so when I think about the pink, it's about the love and the self-love, but then also the white is about a connection with the divine. So, you know, that's interesting when you were talking about your third eye, because just underneath the crown chakra is our third eye. And I'm wondering if that's where that gap is. And so I'm seeing the third eye and then your throat chakra. And then it would be your heart, okay? So I feel like the communication with your third eye is where that gap is that I'm talking about, that black line between the white and the pink.
Yes.
Okay, so the communication and then your third eye. Okay, you validated the third eye, obviously, but I'm getting also your communication. And so that's not really talking to other people or being able to voice your own opinion, but that's also about learning how to communicate with spirit or even your higher self. So when you do meditate, that communication part or expression part of you feels like it's a little bit clogged or disturbed, or there's a little bit of energy block in there that's going on. What I was going to say, but I'm also picking up on your solar plexus. That solar plexus is very strong for you. I get a lot of the confidence, okay? But the other two lower chakras, your sacral and your root, those have a much lower energy. But when I look at your body, the solar plexus stands out the most. That is your strongest. The second one that I see is your crown chakra. Now, those two combined are very, very important chakras about with spirit communication, you know, psychic work, because your solar plexus is where
it's
we do have
feeling.
A lot of our exactly
intuition.
That's our intuition. Yes, ma'am. There you go. And so also let me look at, well, obviously your heart chakra has that pink energy that I'm seeing in the flower, and with that it's resonating, it's open, it's got a good energy. I feel that that's open, that there are no blocks on there. We talked about the throat chakra, that's a little bit clogged up, a little bit blocked, low energy there. And then when I look at the third eye, it feels like it looks like a pie, okay? And if you can imagine slices in it, it feels like there's a piece missing out of the third eye. And so it feels like something has been removed. We're not playing with a full pie. That's what it feels like. But that means that there's just something you need to fill that void in with. And what I would recommend with you is just in that meditation, you know, surround yourself with purple light or, you know, indigo, and see like these little blobs of indigo light coming right into your your forehead, your third eye area. So you're opening up that chakra and you're getting that energy wheel spinning, and you're just really focusing on that chakra, that color. And it's also very important to surround yourself with white light. You know, when I do any kind of a meditation, I find that very key. And then do you also do any type of grounding exercises? Like when you're meditating, do you clean out your etheric body and...
No, I just go right to meditation. Like, I go on YouTube and see how you open up your third eye, how you connect with your subconscious, how to connect with your higher self, how to connect with spirit, angels, and, like, how they tell me how to do my third eye. Like, I put, like, my index finger and just, like, pull it up like I'm opening it. But I read some reviews. Some people say it's dangerous, and I don't know. I just be kind of scared sometimes. So
scared to do what? Or what did some people say?
Like open up my third eye. Like some people say you can rub it in a circle that can open it up.
Absolutely, but doing that too, and using essential oils, even flower therapy. You know, if you're laying down, you could put an amethyst on top of your third eye too. That would help open it. To get that going.
A who?
An amethyst, a stone.
Oh, I don't have none of those.
Yeah, if you had an amethyst, you know, or you could even put a sapphire, something like that. If you could just put a stone or even the essential oil on your third eye, that would help open it up. But when you do the meditation, you know, it's important to ground.
Ground. So with my third eye open, how would I notice or how would I be able to communicate, or how does that go?
Well, like when you're opening up your third eye,
not just in general with me.
Okay, how would you recognize when that third eye is open?
Yes.
All right, well, you know, first off, you're going to get a little bit of a tingling sensation, a little bit of, you'll notice energy between your eyes, just above it, of course. You're going to notice that when it's kicking in. When you're sending that energy in there, too, you're going to notice that speed up a little bit. And I think also what you're going to get are more feelings, not necessarily hearing things, but I feel like you're going to get feelings of something. You know, there's certainly different types of ways to get our information that's, you know, clairvoyant or a knowing or a hearing or even tasting. Exactly. All the different clairs. And with you, I feel like getting a feeling would be strong with you.
Intuitive or empath? Which one?
Mm-hmm. Right. A feeling. It's like I just feel like something's wrong, or I feel like this is what's going on with you. And so empathic is definitely that way of doing that.
Yeah, because sometimes I do pick up other people's emotions.
Yeah, and sometimes
it's
hard.
Myself.
I know. We're like sponges sometimes, and it's just so hard. And when you are empathic, it's so important that you ground and clear that energy. And so what I've done is see this energy be cleared down my grounding cord, and just ask that all energy and inanimate energy that no longer serves you, be released down your grounding cord and be transmuted into love and light. You know, just have all of that. And as soon as you're done grounding and clearing, it's really important to feel that energy back in your body too, to where you can put a gold sun above your head. And I picture a gold sun, and I put whatever kind of word I want to bring into my life. And then I pop that gold sun and allow this liquid gold energy to come down through my crown. And while I'm meditating, I just feel that energy swarm my body and feel every one of my pores and down my fingers and just fill me up with that good gold energy. It feels good. And I recommend doing that after you do, you clear and everything. It's healthy.
Okay. So I'm not connected with my higher self or my, because I'm not connected with my higher self either, besides my third eye. Because I feel like I don't have, like, no type of guidance. Like, I think that's something, like, as far as, like, home-wise or all the other stuff, but I'm just talking about, like, you know, people have angels and all that, but I don't feel like I have a higher self. I don't know. So I'm trying to connect with my higher self, too.
We all do, and I think that it's a matter of with the meditation and quieting our mind, clearing that clutter out of our head. And when we're sitting quiet, that's when you're going to sense something or hear something. We need to keep our awareness, but yet we just need to allow things to be, you know, just let it be. And whatever comes in, you know, trust what you're getting. You know, don't doubt it, don't discount it. And it's also good to journal, because whatever comes in during a meditation, and the more you meditate, you'll find more of your senses heighten. And so keep track of
I used to meditate a lot, and I still just didn't receive, hear, feel nothing. I believe my messages come through me in my dreams.
Yeah, journal the dreams.
Yeah, but I can't remember them, though. Like, I'd have a dream journal next to my bed, like, when I wake up, but I just cannot remember my dreams.
Yeah.
Like, I remember parts or some, but...
And if you are dreaming a lot, you're astral traveling. You're doing some work out there. And so that's important, too, because you may not remember everything, but your spirit is still out, and it's doing work for your higher consciousness, for yourself. And so you may not be feeling it. Sometimes you may wake up tired, where you've done a lot of work out on the astral. And so try to remember anything you can. Yeah. So, but I feel keep up with the meditation and work on that third eye, you know, thinking of that indigo light coming into you, and just focus on that during your meditations, and be sure to ground. And I think clearing your energy field too is good, especially if you're empathic.
Okay. So do you have like a suggestion, the one thing I shouldn't do while opening my third eye, since you said it's kind of clogged?
Well, with the third eye, what you don't want to do, you're asking what not to do?
Yes, because I'm like kind of scared, because I'd be looking on YouTube. They'd be like, oh, it's dangerous. Energy's going to come. I don't want to open those doors.
You know, well, and I understand that. And then during your meditation, like I say, it's always important to just ask that your guides and angels be around you, and that you're protected with the white light of the Holy Spirit or the white light of the universe. And I just kind of say a ritual before I do meditation, and to always ask for the most highest and good to come through, and that you work from only a place of love and light, you know. And it's just a little bit of a protection, and that you ask your guides and angels to be with you, and then focus on your chakras and opening up and connecting to your higher self.
Okay. So my chakras are correct.
Yep.
Okay. I ain't gonna hold you up.
All right. Well, I'm glad you called in again. Thank you.
You're welcome. No, thank you. I appreciate you. Have a good night. Don't work hard, okay?
All right. Thanks. Yeah, have a good night.
Okay. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi. Welcome to Soulflower Psychic Greetings.
Hello. My name's Lori.
Hi, Lori. How are you tonight?
Hi. Not too bad. Could be better.
Good. Yeah? Okay. Well, have you ever called into the show before, or have heard of a soulflower reading?
I haven't. I called into your show before, but, you know, they have the Church of Divine Man around here, and they do rose readings.
Oh, okay. And that's very similar to what I do. I take it a little further than roses. I see whatever kind of flower comes up for you. And so what I can do is just go ahead and say your name, and I'll see what kind of flower comes up for you.
Okay. Lori.
Okay, hold on a moment here. All right, so what I'm getting for you is I'm getting a daisy, but I'm also getting a daisy that has giant lily petals on the outside of it, okay? So if you can kind of imagine a white daisy, a yellow center to it, but then also have these giant petals on the outside, and I see five of these petals that are white that are on the outside. And so when I'm looking at these petals, they come up and they curve over, and now they're pointing straight down is what it looks like. And so it feels like these petals are, you're shedding some old energy that's going on, because I see like the tips of them are slightly dying off, and so there's not a lot of not a lot going on with these petals. It just feels like you're shedding some old energy because there's a lot of new growth that's going on. It feels like you've transitioned from one flower to a new flower. So it feels like you went from a lily to a daisy. Does that make sense with the image that I see in my head? Like
yeah.
You've had a transition in your life. And so I feel like there's some new growth going on with you. And with this daisy, I feel like the white petals come straight out, and there's three different layers of these petals that are going on with these white petals. The center of it is really popping out, and what I'm talking about, this is your core. This is about who you are, because the yellow is very strong and very brilliant and bold. And so I'm associating this with like your solar plexus. And so with this yellow center, I feel like it's just that you've got a lot of confidence and you've got a lot of strength within you. But I also feel like there's some growth on this solar plexus. It feels like, okay, this. Hold on a minute here. I'm just trying to make sense of these images that I'm getting. I feel like there's growth inside of your body, like you're getting. And I don't know if these are tumors. I don't know if these are polyps or something. I feel like there's bubbles inside of you. Or does that make any sense? Have you had any health issues?
I have health issues, but I don't know what they are. I mean, I don't know what all they are.
Okay, because what I was picking up is just around. So I see like your solar plexus, which I'm getting is in the middle of your intestinal or stomach or something like that. I'm getting some sort of I'm feeling and seeing growth inside of your torso. Let me look into this more too. So when I'm looking at this flower, I've got the white petals and there's three layers to it. So there's three levels, three steps. I'm trying to make sense of this. It all feels very health related for you. That you're having to take some steps through some, whether it's medication or if it's just levels of healing yourself. But I feel like there's certain steps that you're needing to take care of yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Now I feel like when I look at this flower that you are a young soul. The stem is very narrow. I'm feeling there's a little bit of a weakness that's going on. Like you don't have all your strength and all your nutrition and all your vitamins that you need. I feel like you're a little bit depleted right there because this flower seems very fragile. But the flower itself is very strong, okay? It's just the stem is what it feels a little bit of weakness. So it's like your support system. It's how you're getting your vitamins and how you're getting all of this, your energy and your nutrients. It feels like it's very difficult to get that. And so for some reason, you're not getting what you need. Does that make sense, I hope?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Let me see what more I can see on this flower. Let me get your name one more time, please.
Lori.
So the image that I had come up was a magnifying glass. It feels like somebody needs to do a scope or something like that. It feels like somebody really needs to investigate with what's going on.
Okay.
All right. In the
intestinal area?
Right, so I get from your waist up to the middle of your chest. That is the area that I feel like there were things growing, and you need to have somebody scope that. That's just the energy that I'm getting coming through. And that there's a block for some reason as to why you're not able to absorb these nutrients and vitamins, and that's why that stem is so weak that I see. So something is not allowing you to get all your vitamins and nutrients. And I wasn't getting this intuitively, but I was thinking some blood work would be very important. That wasn't intuitive. That was more of a logical type of thing, but that's just also what it felt like to find out what's going on.
I have a hard time with doctors around here. It seems like they don't like to diagnose you. It's really hard to get diagnoses.
I see. I mean, maybe a fear in their practice or something like that.
I'm really nervous about getting diagnosed properly around here.
Because they can be off, and I can. I have heard of that. You know, they may just say this is what's going on with you, and then they'll give you a prescription when it's really not treating the entire issue that you have going on. Let me see. Is there... hold on a minute here. Let me see what's coming through to me here. Is there some place east of you that you can go to? Because what I'm looking at is, like, if I was looking at you on a map, and you would have to go to the right, which means you would have to go to the east to get more information. Is there another clinic that would be east of you that you could go to, another city?
To the right of where I am right now.
Yeah, like if I was looking at you on a map, looking straight down, you would need to go to the east.
Okay, yeah.
East of your location.
Yes, that's... I started going east from, like, where I'm sitting right now. I started going east.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
So do you have a question for me about that, or a question about something else for, other than what I've tuned into, or about what your flower was telling me?
Well, do you see me getting the situation resolved? I mean, I have this woman doctor that I'm supposed to be seeing in a month or so.
I feel like you need to see somebody prior to that. You know, I'm not expressing urgency, but anything that's medical, is if we can get in sooner, I feel like it would be better. The problem is like you said, getting a correct diagnosis.
Right.
And that's why I feel you definitely have to go somewhere else to get that done.
Do you think it'll be a man or a woman?
I had a man. Was the first thing that came to me.
Okay. Like a gastrointestinologist, or
so I had upper GI come in.
Okay.
Yeah. So definitely have your anywhere from the waist up. You know, that's very important areas that you're needing to work on right now, because I saw growth, some polyps or tumors, something like that. So. And there's three stages that you're going to have to go through, is what I was getting off of that flower. Three stages of treatment.
Okay.
There's also, you know, when I saw you as a daisy, like you were shedding some old energy. So let me explain what the meaning of a daisy is. And a daisy brings simplicity and regeneration back to your spirit, which I felt is you're in transition right now, some changing. They also ask you to be, want you to take time for yourself and to breathe, and that they assist you in rejuvenation, recharging, and relaxing on deep levels. And so allowing daisies in your life, it's when you need to slow down and take a little slower pace. So does a daisy resonate with you about kind of where you're at?
Yeah.
About slowing down, regenerating, and feeling better. And that's just what I see. You're in transition right now. Sometimes when we have these things come in, we're releasing a lot of old energies from our past, which I definitely saw you doing, because you had some other petals on there that were dying off. And so it feels like you're moving out of something that wasn't so good for you into something, well, different, of course. But you need to find out why those blocks are occurring, why you're not getting your vitamins and minerals. That's what I get for you.
Okay. Do you see any thing about my hair situation? My hair is just really awful, and I don't know if that has to do with the vitamins.
I feel that it is. There are certain nutrients, you know, and vitamins that you're not getting, that is also, because you may also see that maybe your nails, your fingernails or toenails are slightly different too. you know, as
yeah,
far as
not, yeah, not too bad. They have a lot of ridges in them.
So, but definitely, I feel going east of where you are to find
okay.
a medical doctor.
Okay.
So.
Well, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, and I wish you the best. And you can always contact me, too, if you want to do a follow-up reading or if you want another, if you have another question. More than happy to help you any way I can.
Thank you very much.
All right. You have a good night, okay?
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hi, welcome to Soulflower Psychic Readings.
Hi.
Hi, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Have you ever called into the show before?
No, I haven't. I love your graphic, by the way. It's beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, somebody said they saw some eyes in kind of the smoke and the wispiness of it, and so I think somebody is looking back at me when I look at that icon. So, but thank you very much. So why don't I go ahead and get your name, and I'll see what flower comes up for you.
Okay, my name is Laura.
Okay, let me get that one more time, please. I'm sorry.
Laura.
I have a tulip for you. And when I'm looking at this tulip, I see red, and I see yellow, and I see orange. It feels like you're living a lot in your lower chakras is what's going on. But when I see this flower, it's going straight up and down, which I feel like you're on your path. And this flower is also very very strong. When I look at this, the stem of it feels a lot thicker than what the flower... it's a lot thicker than what the flower actually needs. So I feel like there's a lot of support, a good foundation that's going on with this. It feels like there needs to be a little bit of growth that needs to happen for you, because it feels like the foundation was very strong, but as time went on, you didn't really bloom or you didn't really become the flower you were supposed to be. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I would say that, sure.
Okay. So the flower just needs a little bit of, it needs to grow. It needs to open up. It needs to flourish. And so when I was seeing the yellow and the orange and the red, those are your lower chakras. And that's your root, that's your sacral, that's your solar plexus, and that's a lot of our foundation where you're living in the lower chakras. And are you familiar with the chakra system?
Yes.
Okay. And does that resonate also with you about the lower chakras that you need to... that's more dominant than your higher chakras?
Well, I don't know. I'm told that my root chakras need work on, but then sometimes I'm told that they see the indigo blue, the crown chakra.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay. So what I'm seeing,
I get a lot of signs from spirit or angels. So. And I usually recognize the signs when I do get them.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And so when I look at this flower, red is the more dominant of it. And then I have more of a yellow center. So as when you're looking at the petals, there's a lot of red, and then it changes to orange a little bit, and then you go into the yellow. And so when I'm looking at this yellow, you've got a lot of... you do have a core within you that is very strong and it is very confident. The red outside, it feels like the flower is kind of protecting itself a little bit. And so when I'm looking at this, it's not allowing a lot of energies in, but you're also internally working on some things, because when I see the inside of this flower, there's some growth that's occurring. It feels like it's in its infancy, or you're just starting to plant some seeds is what's going on. I feel like you've put something down and you're really ready to grow things for yourself, you know, to take on a journey or some spiritual development, some growth like that. Does that make sense also?
Yeah. Okay.
And have you been reading a lot of books? It seems like,
yes.
So I see glasses and books on it, like even up late at night with your little desk lamp or something like that on.
Yeah.
So it feels like you've been doing a lot of studying on
mm-hmm.
this. And I keep getting about the divine and about the crown chakra, because I feel like I just keep getting divine for you. that crown chakra is just like wide open.
I get a lot of feathers. Feathers will start to float down in front of me sometime.
Oh, wow.
Other times I'll find them. So I actually called about, I had a question about my career, getting a job, because I finished a contract in December.
Mm-hmm.
And before I left my apartment that day, I asked the angels to help me get through it, you know, because I was going to, that was my last day, and I didn't want to be stressing over it. And so there was a feather on my desk, and I immediately thought it was from my angels. And then I started second-guessing and saying to myself, well, do maybe the cleaning crew use a feather duster or something, you know? So then I told myself I shouldn't be discounting that, stop doing that, stop with
right.
the doubting. And
yep.
then about an hour later, I was walking down to the cafeteria, and I started stressing again about when's my next job coming up, you know, how long will it be before I get another contract and have some income coming in. And I went back to my desk, and I opened up the drawers, making sure all my stuff was out of there. And there was another feather in there, inside the desk
wow.
drawer this time. And it was a different color. And then on the way home, I stopped off at a coffee shop, and I went into the restroom, and there was a feather on the floor in the bathroom.
Wow, you are really,
yeah.
you need, either they tell you you need a new pillow or something, or they're really giving you some signs, you know, about that, hey, we are here. You need to trust and believe. You need to know that everything is going to be okay, because we are still working with you, and we're, I feel like they're connecting with you on, with your higher self and in your sleep. You're doing a lot of work up there. And so when I was picking up on that crown chakra and the divine, I feel like you are doing so much work with your higher self and the angels. They are telling you that you're going to be okay. We've got this. You're going to be fine. Trust and believe in us. I think that that, where you were self-doubting yourself, it wasn't really a test. That's where we come into ego. But you really should not second guess. You shouldn't doubt it. I really feel like you're going to be okay. I get the number 3 for you. And so that's either, you know, 3 weeks, 3 months, 3 days. I don't see anything like 3 years or any long time like that. But the number 3 is what comes to me for you as far as a time frame on career or contract, anything like that work related.
Okay. Well, I'm hoping it's 3 days or 3 weeks at the most. That would be great.
Yeah. But yeah, number 3 is really strong with that. But just feel that they are around you and that it is okay. Those are just signs. And when I think of a feather, it's just to... So I was going to say lighten up. Don't be hard on yourself. You know,
yeah.
allow it to unfold and just be, because you're going to be okay. They're giving you signs that we have this taken care of for you. Just trust and believe in us.
I just wish I knew the details, because I'm one of those people that likes to know all the facts and detail.
Yeah.
I'm a type A personality, so it's kind of hard not to...
Yeah. Yeah, I need to know when, what do I need to bring, what should I wear that day, and then let's get a plan going, because this is important. So
yeah.
I understand, and it is hard to, when you're working with spirit and in the universe, it's believing that we're going to be taken care of. You know, when we put all of this energy and these thoughts out and we're trying to manifest what we want, they're listening to us. And it's all, as you've heard, it's all in divine timing. Well, it absolutely is true. We're going to be given what we need when we're supposed to get it. Just trust and believe that it's going to work out, because it will.
Yeah, I get the blinking lights. I get the pennies. I get ladybugs.
You got sign
numbers.
All over. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, angel numbers repeating all the time. And one time I came home and there was a butterfly on my doorstep, and it was kind of stuck, and I loosened it so it could get fly off, and I was astounded that it was there of all places. It was the weirdest spot, and I happened to look, glance down, and there was this big butterfly on my doorstep. I get a lot of birds too that will start, they'll land in front of me, and they'll just start chirping away, and I don't know what what that means. Do you know what that means about the bird?
Let me get your name one more time and let me see.
Laura.
Okay. So when I think, that there again to me is divine spirit, and with flight. And so it's like these birds, so this may sound like, you know, they're closer to God. So they're messengers also from the divine for you. And so all these signs, it's telling you that you're on your right path. You're on the right track. You're manifesting what you want, and so it's going to come true for you. All of these signs are just telling you that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Okay.
You know, as far as a specific message, I don't get that, but all I can see is the groundwork being laid out for you to just don't worry, just believe and trust that it's there, because it's going to unfold for you.
Yeah, I know. It's just the thing for me is what Spirit considers divine right timing, I might consider slow incoming.
Yes, I understand that. Let me also tell you what a tulip means, because I saw that for you. And so a tulip brings everything back into order. It helps you focus when interruptions keep creeping in, and they assist with clearing out energies that cause anger and annoyance, and they also bring forth calmness, relaxation, and focus. So I feel like the tulip is a good flower for you.
Okay. Yeah, I need all of that, to be honest.
But just keep paying attention to those signs and, you know, meditate on it and ask your guides, what does this mean? And they'll communicate with you. They'll tell you the answers.
Okay, Brandon. Thank you so much. I appreciate the reading.
Thank you for calling in. Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, thank you for calling Soulflower Psychic Greetings.
Hello.
How are you today?
I don't think I get on. Okay, hi.
All right, have you had a Soulflower reading before? Have you been on the show?
Never? Ever.
Okay.
Nope.
Well,
my first.
Why don't you tell me your name, and we'll see what flower comes up for you.
Yeah. Okay, my name is Sharon.
All right, so I am getting a daffodil for you. And what's interesting about this is I see like this line or bungee line that is just shooting straight up out of the stem through the flower and going straight up into the sky. It feels like something is being slingshot up into the universe or up into space or into the heavens. I mean, there is so much force that is coming out of you, sending something out into the ethers, and that's the first thing that is dominant with this. And so when I'm looking at this flower, I've got a lot of yellow, I got a lot of white, and then I'm seeing some pink, and I'm seeing some orange. So there's a lot of energy that's going on with you. When I see this flower, it's coming up, and it's curving off to the left a little bit, so you're not exactly on your path is what it feels like, but I feel like there's a lot of things that are being worked on emotionally more so than anything. Yellow being the dominant, I feel like you have the confidence about what's going on and what you're doing. And with the white, I feel that's more of a divine presence, that's spirit, that's purity, and that's honesty too. And so have you sent something out into the universe, like a huge prayer or like, I'm asking for
yes.
this? Okay. Cause,
oh
well,
my gosh,
it is obvious.
And
that thing has just been shot out there and it's,
I pray
it's
every
still
day.
Going.
Oh my gosh. You know what it is,
yeah.
Dear? You know, and first of all, what was the flower? You said a daffodil?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Those are pretty flowers, by the way. I think they
are. Yes, they
I
are.
I think they are,
yeah.
Anyway. They are. I think they're very pretty. Wow, a daffodil. That's interesting. I don't know if you can do this, if you can pick up on this. I'm looking for employment, just like the last girl, Laura, I think her name was.
Yeah.
And I've got four, I have four pending jobs right now that are great jobs. And you're right, I'm not on my path right now because I don't have the right job I'm in.
Sure.
So you're at, and I was wondering if you can pick up if I'm going to get one of these jobs. And I know you're not God. How about a time frame of when I'm going to be in a job? How's that?
Okay. Well, let me get your name one more time, please.
Yep. It's okay. It's Sharon.
Sharon. Number three has the most energy with it. Okay. And this isn't time frame. This is the third job that I see. It's number three job is what pops out for me. So maybe you have an order to how you applied, or maybe you've put them on a scale, you know, like this would be the first job I want to the fourth job I want or something. So number three is really strong. So does that make sense to you? Do you know which one I'm talking about?
It does. But three, it's funny because three of the jobs I would take and I want, they're great jobs. The last one, it's an iffy one. I would take it if they offered it to me, but it's like a 45-minute to an hour drive. But all four of them are good jobs. It's what I do. So you know what I mean?
Sure.
So that's really hard to say. And you go on two and three interviews for each of them. So to peg it's the third one, I couldn't even answer that. I know I have one this Friday. Another interview this Friday.
So how many, when you were looking back, you know, if you were to go back from your first interview or the first job you interviewed for, what was the third job you interviewed for, or have you yet to do the third interview?
I haven't yet to do the third interviews next week.
Okay.
Next Wednesday.
All right. So that's the one that feels the strongest for me when it comes through.
Okay.
It's that third one. So
I was hoping it would be the one this Friday. Because technically speaking, this Friday is the third interview, too, because I've already had an interview and a phone interview. It's so confusing. You can't just say this one. You know, I know, you're not God. God.
So, you know, the number three, that's the strongest thing. So if it is because of this third interview, then, okay. So you're right. I can't say which one for sure. But the third job, third interview, that's how it resonates. But
can you pick up or ask if I'll be in it by February in a job?
So I had the middle of February is when all of the beginning of stages of new hire occurs. You know, whether it was drug testing, background test, anything like
that.
I feel like
you're
the
right.
Middle of February.
Yep. I know. That takes a week and 10 days in it. Okay. So you're right.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
Now, also keep in mind, this is a little side note, too, is that Mercury retrograde is coming up. Are you familiar with that?
Yes.
Okay. So I think that starts on January 22nd. And you say your third interview is this Friday?
Yes.
Okay. So
this Friday.
We're getting close to Mercury retrograde, so I feel like since you already started the process of it, you're going to be okay. Should you have started a new process with a new job during Mercury retrograde, you know, that would be a different story.
Okay.
But since you've already started this, I think you're going to be okay.
Okay. And you feel my finances are going to be okay? Am I going to be okay? I'm just that's my biggest stress right now.
Breathe. Relax and breathe.
I know. I know.
So I feel, I definitely had a credit card pop up, like when you're getting toward the end that you're really having to rely on a credit card. I don't know if you have them or not, but I just feel like there's outside money that is going to have to come in to really just get you over this last week or the last hump or hurdle type of thing. Do you know what I mean?
That's so funny. I have a credit card. I never use it, but you know what I'm using it for next Monday? You're so funny. I've got to get my hair done for interviews.
You got
to
look good.
And I said, I've got you to get my roots done, and I'm going to use my credit card. I'm going to break down. But no, I don't use credit cards normally. I pay cash for everything.
Well,
because I own my
gonna
home, you know. But you're so funny. I'm going to have to use it this one time, aren't I? Yep.
Well, there you go.
To get me through.
All right. Well, best of luck to you on all those jobs. It will work out for you. And just trust and believe, okay? Some deep breaths every now and then, and just act as if you
Thank
already
you.
Have.
I know. Thank you so much. That was interesting. Have a nice evening, okay?
You do the same, and thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, I want to say thank you to everybody who had called in. If I didn't get to you this time, I'm so sorry. I should really consider doing another show or doing an hour and a half show. But I know I wish I could get to everybody. I love doing readings and Soulflower readings. They're just different and they're unique. Please follow me on Blog Talk Radio. Send me an email. I would love to do a reading for you personally or privately. But please do look me up. Go to my website and connect with me. And so I just want to say that everybody's been so wonderful to read for tonight. And I look forward to doing next week. And I also just want to say that may your flowers bloom forever bright and that you all live in love and light. Thank you so very much for joining me on my show, and that you have a great evening.